Good morning. My guest this morning is Dan Solter from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Roman.
Well, we've just had sort of an exciting conversation about the concert that's coming up at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday the 13th. I had not heard of this man before. Paul Galbraith playing the eight-string guitar. Talk about it.
Well, this is a unique instrument. I don't think anybody else plays one quite like this. He calls it the Brahms guitar to distinguish it from other eight-string guitars. They do exist, and they generally have two extra strings on the bottom. He has an extra on the bottom and one on the top, but the instrument's unique in other respects as well. The nut and the bridge are both slanted so that each string has a slightly different length than the others. And the guitar has a rod coming out of the bass, a steel rod, like a cello, which connects onto a resonating box.
That makes it a very strange-looking instrument.
Well, the bass is clear and very tight. It's quite an extraordinary thing. He's able to play a complex counterpoint. Bringing out, say, inner voices, which is something that, say, a violin's not able to do. And his first recording that I know of, I don't think it was his very first, but he became well-known through recording of the Bach solo violin sonatas and partitas. In a lifetime of listening, that is the most extraordinary classical recording I've ever heard.
Really?
These are pieces that are very familiar, but what he brings to them, you're able to follow the counterpoint much more easily than the case with either a keyboard instrument or a violin, because he's able to bring out individual lines so clearly and distinctly. A very remarkable thing.
Well, let's listen to a few seconds of him now. That's amazing music. I noticed that when he was 17 years old, he got a wonderful tribute from Andres Segovia, of all people.
It was at a Segovia festival, I believe, and Segovia predicted a great future for him. I don't think that Galbraith has become as famous as I might have anticipated, and he doesn't really have the sort of flamboyant artistic personality that seems to make for popular success. He's quiet, somewhat withdrawn.
So what's he going to be playing on the 13th?
Well, it's a mixed program. The first half will be a Haydn piano sonata, the C-sharp minor sonata. I think it's number 36 in the usual numeration. And then that's followed by a theme and variations by Manuel Ponce, a Mexican composer. And then the second half will be Spanish music from Isaac Albeniz and Enrique Granados.
Ooh, wonderful stuff. Is that an emphasis of his repertoire, Spanish classical music?
It's a recent emphasis.
Uh-huh.
He has a CD of just Haydn piano sonatas. He has a CD of arrangements from Ravel and Debussy. So I think it's quite varied what he applies his unique instrument to. And then that truly remarkable recording of the Bach violin sonatas and partitas. He also has a recording of the Bach lute music.
Wonderful. Suites. This is quite a wonderful show, a real landmark both for the Redwood Arts Council and for the Occidental Center for the Arts, I think. Thanks for coming in, Dan, and telling us about it. And let's tell people that Paul Galbraith will be performing on the eight-string guitar on Sunday, October 13th, 4 p.m., nice mid-afternoon time at the Occidental Center. For information, the number is 874-1124. Online, it's occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Cinema Spotlight. Have a great day.